He says that Lord Shiva, he saw that the Rasa dance was going on, and he wanted to come down, so he came down from Kailash, just as he is. He was trying to enter the Rasa dance, just to have darshan. And then Lalita Mishaka stopped him and said, "Hey! Kaun hai? Kahan jaunge?" Or whatever. Where are you going? Then in Braj Bhasha, he said, "Oh, I want to see Rasa dance." They say, no males, ladies only. No males allowed here. And besides, everyone here is in Prakriti Bhav. You're in Purusha Bhav. You think I am Mahesh. And that everyone here is in Gopi Bhav, in Prakriti Bhav. So you can't come." Oh, he's very unhappy. So then he crossed the river and he came to this forest, a very deep forest here. I think this is part of Bailvan, because Bailvan is just nearby. And he started doing intense austerities. And then Yogamaya came here, Purnamasi. He said, "Oh, Shivji, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh, I want to see the Rasa dance. I want to have darshan of the Rasa dance." And they said, "It's not possible. How can you go in a male form? Only gopis go there. There's only one Purusha, Krishna. So what can I do?" He said, "Oh, you can bathe in this sarovara." So then he bathed in the sarovara, this one. This is how it's told in our Guru Parampara. Yeah. But different yugas, different kalpas. Yes. And these people are Nimbark Sampradaya, so they have different idea of these holy places. But it's basically the same thing. So then Shivji bathed in Mansarovara, then he got Gopi Sarup. But although Purnamasi arranged for him to get Gopi Sarup, she didn't tell him his name, or his father's name, or his mother's name, or what his Yuteshwari is. So then when she went back to the Rasa dance, to get into the Rasa dance, they said, "Oh, who is this newcomer? Who is this new Saki? Saki, what's your name?" I don't know. "Okay, who's your your husband?" Because they're all running away from their husbands in Parakiya Bhav. "My husband? Oh, Purnamasi didn't tell me anything about my husband." "Okay, Kansa Gaon, Kansa, what's the name of your gaon? What village you came from? You came from Dubaro, from Chitsoli, from Unchagan, Barsana, Javit. Where you came from? Ritorgram?" "Oh, where I came from? I came from Kailash." "I can't say Mount Kailash. That's not part of Braj Mandal." "Oh, I don't know." And they said, "Hey, we keep you in quarantine over here. There's some kind of funny sucky here. They don't know your name. They don't know your husband. They don't know what village you're from. They don't know your mother and father's name. What gopa, who's your father and mother?" So they went to Krishna and they said, "Oh, Krishna, there's some very, very, very beautiful gopi, sucky, is waiting outside in the waiting room for the Rasa dance, and she wants to come inside, but we don't know her identity. There's no permission, no admission." So she said, "We don't know who she is." So then he said, "Oh," and then he could understand, he closed his eyes, and he understood that his great devotee, Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu, that his greatest devotee has come and gone to so much austerity to attain a suitable rupa. But because he hadn't come under Anugatya, Shiva hadn't come under Anugatya, under the gopis, he didn't follow Lalita Vishaka or any one of the Yuteshwaris or any one of the Mandris, he didn't have the proper bhav. He didn't have gopi bhav, although he had gopi rupa. It's one thing to have rup, another thing to have bhav. Because if he had gopi bhav and gopi rup, then he could enter the Rasa dance and actually dance with Krishna. So then Krishna understood everything that was going on. So he said, "Oh no, I know this gopi. This is Gopishwar. Bring her in." So I said, "Okay, well, the boss knows you." So I said, "Okay, Gopishwar, come in." So now the gopi had a name. "Oh, I'm Gopishwar." So then he bought in and said, "Okay." And then all the gopis gathered around Radharani and said, "Yes, and Krishna said, I'd like everyone to meet Gopishwar. And Gopishwar, you stay here, you can have darshan." So from that point, you know, Lord Shiva was able to have darshan. And then what he's telling is that, which we never heard, but at a different time that Radharani had come here and done man, and that's why Purnamasi had Shiva bathe here afterwards, because this place is full of Radharani's prem, gopi prem, Raman prem. Previously, Radharani came here in Man because of whatever other reason she left the Rasa dance. So he combined the two stories into one. But this is how we understood it. So then Lord, uh, and or you could say, because I've heard also people say that when Radharani heard that, oh, she's Gopishwar, because Gopishwar means the best or the controller of the gopis. I'm Gopishwar. Who is this Gopishwar? And then she got in Man and came here, and then Krishna had to rub her feet and everything, offer his pugri and at her feet and surrender everything to get her favor again. But what we hear is that Krishna said, actually, Radharani, this Gopishwar is actually Mahadev. So now I'm going to ask him to stay here. I'm going to ask him to stay here and protect the rasa dance. I'm going to ask him to stay here and protect the rasa dance. So then he stayed there in the form of a linga, Gopishwar Mahadev. And that temple is there. So this is our Gaudiya Siddhanta, because we have Govindastali, which is a yoga pit for the evening time. That's where the old Govinda Mandir is. And that's where Radha and Krishna come in the evening. Krishna is at Vamshivad. He calls all the gopis. They wander and they go to the top of this hillock. And then everyone does puja before the rasa dance, just like the rasa dances they have. I mean, the rasa lila performances, they worship Radha and Krishna. And then they have this aratik, yugal aratik. And then they dance and they'll gopi aratik. So then they worship Radha and Krishna there. And then there's Brahmakund. So there's Govindastali, Brahmakund, and north of that is Gopishwar, and north of that is Vamshivat. So these are all one unit of the Yogapit, of the Ras Mandala. Yamunapulin, Vamshivat, Gopishwar, then Brahmakund, and then Govindastali. And Brahmakund is where Krishna and Gopal Champa, he said Krishna, when he came back from Dwarka, he gathered up all the Vrijvasis, put them on a huge chariot, entered Brahmakund, and went back to the spiritual world. So these are very, very significant and important places. Important places for us. Let's move it. Important places for us. So this is our understanding. It's even said that after Gopishwar was given a place there, Krishna told Gopishwar, now you stay here, you saw the rasa dance, now you stay here and you protect it. You act as a digpal. So this eastern direction of Braj Mandal is protected by Gopishwar. Gopishwar is protecting this eastern petal, and Kameshwar is protecting the western petal, Nandishwar is protecting the northern petal, Bhuteshwar and Mathura is protecting the southern petal, and the middle is being protected by Chakaleshwar Mahadev at Manasi Ganga. So this is Mansarovara. So the gopis, after that, is explained that every day the gopis would worship Gopishwar. After that Leela, he was a gopi, then he manifested as a linga there. Although sometimes, so he was a linga, and somehow that linga got lost, and then Bajranav installed another linga there 5,000 years ago, so it's almost simultaneous linga. So it's a very old linga, Gopishwar. And Sanatan Goswami and all our Goswamis, they would regularly go and worship that linga of Gopishwar to attain entrance into the Rasa Lila, because we have to get free from Purusha Bhav. Purusha Bhav means Purusha, Aham Purusha. I am the enjoyer. I am the center. And so this pastime is teaching that unless we give up this enjoying mood, then we cannot enter the rasa dance. We can't even see the rasa dance, what to speak of enter and take part and do service there. When we become anugatya, gopi anugatya, he neva danadara sakira anugata kara, we sing every day. Seva anugata kara. Seva anugatya, sakira anugatya. We have sakhi anugatya. We have to be anugatya. We have to be following in the footsteps of a sakhi of Vrindavan in order to enter the eternal service of Radha and Krishna, Madhurya Bhav. So our Guru Parampara is teaching us this, that we can get a position even greater than Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva attained a gopi sarup by bathing in Mansarovara, and he attained darshan of the holy rasa dance. And then he was posted to do service there as a protector. But it's not, he's like a gatekeeper. Not a very intimate service that mandris and sakis can render, massaging Radha and Krishna's feet and fanning them and offering them fragrant water and pan and playing musical instruments for them and so many other services they can do. So Mansarovar is a very special place. And other pastime, which is independent of that, is that Radharani came here in Man by herself. She left the rasa dance and crossed the river here. She went across the rasa dance on the other side of the river, across the pontoon bridge, came all the way over here. A very lonely, lonely place, full of tigers and bears and snakes and scorpions and all kinds of wild beasts. And there's a beautiful lake here. It was so much more beautiful before. I haven't been here for a few years. It was all wild. There was an island, and there was used to be one huge big lake, and there was an island in the middle with all kinds of prehistoric trees and birds and huge kind of birds with like 8 or 9 foot wingspan and all kinds of exotic bird life here. Really, it was so quiet. There's only this building, and now all this many more little new temples here and there. It was a very, very beautiful place.